Listen to It Fizz.
Alka-Seltzer for headache.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for cold discomfort.
There's the bell that calls this classroom of the air to order, friends. And today we welcome five quiz kids from five different cities to our big network program. Let's give these youngsters a good old Chicago welcome. And here they are, today's quiz kids, and the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Bob Murphy, and hello, everyone. Yes, smiling across their desks at me are five brand-new quiz kids this afternoon. Brand-new to this classroom, that is, but veterans in their own right. For these youngsters are winners of quiz kids programs now being broadcast on local NBC stations in many cities throughout the country. The cities and stations represented by these children will have reason to be proud, I know. And you folks listening in are going to enjoy meeting these bright, eager youngsters. So, here we go with roll call. In Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Lundy's Paint and Wallpaper Store sponsors the local Quiz Kids program over station WRAK, and representing the sponsor and the station, we have Alan.
I'm Alan Kitchen, age 11, grade 6, J. George Beck School.
The local Quiz Kids sponsor in Flint, Michigan, over station WTAC, is the Merchants and Mechanics Bank, and here to represent his sponsor and station is Clifford.
I'm Clifford Hart. I'm 13 years old in the 8th grade at Longfellow Junior High School in Flint.
Jack's Cookie Company is the sponsor in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The station, WJBO, and the quiz kid, George.
I'm George Colin Hargett, Jr. I'm 12 years old in the 7th grade at Baton Rouge Junior High School.
The First National Bank and station WTRC of Elkhart, Indiana, send us our next quiz kid. He is Ross.
I'm Ross Paulson. I'm 13 years old. I'm in the 8th grade at Central Junior High School.
And from Denver, Colorado, station KOA, we have Paul.
I'm Paul Hannon. I'm 13 years old, and I'm in 8B at Aaron Gove Junior High.
All right, kids, now we're ready to settle down to business. This first question today should help us all get better acquainted, and I think it ought to be a lot of fun, too. Mrs. Shirley Thomas of Chicago, Illinois, says that all of you children from out of town have had a chance to see Chicago, and now she wants you to tell us about your cities. So I'll tell you what I thought we could do. I'll begin with Paul and go down the line and give each of you 15 seconds in which to name just as many things in your city as you can. And then when your time is up, our chief bell ringer, John Llewellyn, will ring the bell, and I'll go on to the next contestant. And for every single item you mention, I will drop a Big Yank candy bar in this basket, and of course, you get the candy bar, see? Oh, boy. All right, are you all set? Ready to begin, Paul? Now, get ready now. One, two, three, go.
It's got a beautiful climate. It's the Queen City of the Plains. It's got a beautiful airport, beautiful Union Station. It's a wonderful city to live in. It's a residential district most all over. It has 500,000 people in it. It's the capital of Colorado.
Well, hooray, that's all right, bye. Paul will receive 8 candy bars. 8 Big Yank candy bars. Now then, let's get set for the next round here. All right, Clifford, get ready. 1, 2, 3, go.
Well, we have a very nice junior high school, Longfellow, Merchants and Mechanics Bank. We're having California's weather right now. They're having ours.
Keep it going.
We've got some nice shoe stores, buses.
Yeah?
No streetcars, though. And we have a nice train station.
Oh, time's up. Well, let's see now. 8 candy bars, 8 Big Yank candy bars for Clifford. Well, that's fine. And here we go now with little Alan next. All right, I guess that, Alan. 1, 2, 3, go.
We have the biggest paper novelty company in the world. We once carried the United States for lumbering. We have fabric factories. We have big railroads, hotels.
All right, time's up. Now, let's see. 5 Big Yank candy bars for Alan. And next is George. Get set. 1, 2, 3, go.
Well, Jack's Vanilla Wafers, Cubbins, Jewels. We have the state capital, 110,000. Residential district and buses and taxes. And we don't, let's see. We have Old State Capitol and...
All right, time's up, George. Now, let's see. 7 Big Yank candy bars for George. And last is Ross. Get set, Ross. 1, 2, 3, go!
We have Miles Laboratory, Kahn's Band Instrument Factory, Selmer's Band Instrument Factory, Shalm Trailers, Hotel Elkhart, big residential areas, and Beecher's Band Instrument Factories, all kinds of trailer factories.
All right. Uh-oh, time's up. 9 Big Yank candy bars for Ross. Well, kids, let's see. Yes, sir. Ross wins from Elkhart, Indiana. 8 for Paul, 8 for Clifford, 5 for Alan, 8 for George, and 9 for Ross. Well, that was a lot of fun. You know, kids, speaking of other cities, our Chicago quiz kids were in Charlotte, North Carolina last week for the March of Dimes broadcast, and we understand the Mecklenburg County chapter cleared approximately $10,000 for the campaign. We feel very, very good about that. Yes, sir. We all had a wonderful time down there. Now then, let's get along with more questions here. Betty Lewis of Miami, Florida, has noticed that in several operas, birds play an important part. What does a bird do in the opera Lohengrin? Ross?
Well, he comes it's a white swan, and in the end it appears and takes the prince away, I believe.
Well, and what does it do? I mean...
It draws a boat, and which comes the prince.
That's right, Ross, a boat. Uh-huh. That's in the opera Lohengrin. Well, what part does the cock play in the Golden Cockerel? Ross?
Well, the king is in a lot of trouble over his affairs of state. The astrologer gives him a golden cockle, which can tell the future, and the king goes to sleep, and the cockle tells him there's trouble, so he sends his sons out to war, and his sons get killed, and he goes out to battlefield, and the queen of Sheba, I believe it is, comes out. She's real beautiful, and they get married, and as they come into the city in the procession, the astrologer claims that he should have the princess as a reward for giving the king the golden cockle, and then... the king kills the astrologer, and the cockle kills the king, and the lights go out, and the queen disappears, and the lights come on, and on comes the astrologer, and he says that he and the queen were the only people in the kingdom.
Well, fine, that's wonderful, Ross. Huh? Very, very good, Ross. I'm very proud of you. And that gives me an answer that I can mark absolutely right. And as usual, we're sending Betty Lewis of Miami, Florida, a fine Zenith Transoceanic Shortwave Radio for sending in that question. You know, that's always Alka-Seltzer's reward when your question is answered correctly, friends. If it's a miss, Alka-Seltzer sends you a big Zenith radio phonograph combination with the new Cobra tone arm and 2 FM bands. So why not try your hand at winning one of these fine Zeniths? Send your questions to Quiz Kids, Chicago. Now, kids, this question from Harry Allen of Detroit, Michigan, is about people who came out victorious in hard-fought struggles. See if you can identify them. First, what winner said his last victory would be the last, but right now he's getting ready for another fight? Paul?
Joe Lewis.
Joe Lewis is absolutely right, uh-huh. Now, the next one had to win his fight or else be evicted from his present dwelling. He was so confident he would win that he started building a new porch on his house before the fight began. Ross?
That'd be President Truman.
President Truman, that's right, huh? Now, this last was so surprised when he was announced winner that he fell over backwards and rolled off the platform. Who was that? Alan?
Me.
That was you. You better won. Yes, sir. It was little Alan Kitson, the winner from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Well, we certainly have some good questions this afternoon, and we're moving right along. We'll take up this next question in just a minute. Meantime, Bob Murphy.
Thanks, Joe. And a minute is all our time I'll need to tell the folks about Alka-Seltzer's speedy relief for cold discomfort. It's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment, friends, and if you're caught with a cold, you'll want to try it right away. Here it is. Listen. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once to help relieve that feverish ache-all-over feeling. B, be wise. Beware of drafts. Be sure you dress sensibly. Be careful of your diet. And try to get more rest than usual. And C, comfort that sore throat caused by your cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. Just make a soothing gargle using 2 tablets of Alka-Seltzer in a 1/4 glass of warm water and see how quickly it eases that raspy feeling. There it is, Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Easy to follow and very effective. So here's some good advice. When you begin to sniffle and sneeze, start Alka-Seltzer's ABCs. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore.
All right, kids, here we go with more questions. Bill Krieger of Kingsport, Tennessee, says this question is as simple as ABC. All you have to do is name the members of a very famous radio, movie, and comic strip family whose first names begin with the letters A, B, C, and D. All right, who wants to start this? A very famous radio, movie, and comic strip family whose first names begin with the letters A, B, C, and D. George?
Well, it's the Dagwood family, and,
A for whom?
Well, let me go on.
All right.
D
go
is
on.
For,
For who?
Blondie.
And
C is for Cookie, and D is for Dagwood, and A is for Alexander.
That's right, and the last name of the family is what?
Bumstead.
Bumstead, right! You know, there's a dog in the family there, too. What's the name of the dog,
Daisy.
George?
Daisy.
Huh? Daisy. Daisy, that's right. Uh-huh. Ruth Ann Williams of Detroit wants to try you quiz kids out on a spelling test. Now, look out for these words. They're short, but they're tricky. The first word is nuisance. Alan.
Nuisance. N-E-U.
Oh, that's incorrect. Cliff?
N-U-S-A-N-C-E?
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. George?
S-E-N-C-E.
No, that's incorrect. You're pretty close there, though, George. Paul?
No.
Oh, you were waving at somebody.
Yeah.
Alan again.
N-U-I-N-S-A-N-C-E.
No, you've given us nuisance there, see, and we want... George?
N-U-I-S-E-N-C-E. Is that
no,
what I said the first time?
No, I'm sorry. I think you'll find it spelled, as a matter of fact, I'm sure you'll find it spelled N-U-I-S-A-N-C-E. Well, see if you can get this next one here. How about the word dynamite? Alan?
Dynamite. D-Y-M-A-M-I-T-E.
Well, now, wait a minute. Give me that again.
D-Y.
D-Y what?
A.
No.
D-Y-M. A.
No, that's incorrect. George?
D-Y-N-A-M-I-T-E, dynamite.
That's right. Very, very good. Uh-huh. Well, of course, we missed on that, see? And that means that Ruth Ann Williams of Detroit will receive one of the big Zenith radio phonograph combinations. That's the way that works out when we missed a question. Now, before we get into this next puzzler, I want to congratulate you five youngsters on the way you're handling our questions this afternoon. I think all our listeners will agree that the experience you children have had on your local Quiz Kids programs is quite evident. And I know you folks listening in will be interested to learn that more and more of these local programs are getting underway all of the time over NBC stations throughout the country. You see, these local Quiz Kids programs, just like our big nationwide Quiz Kids program, are weekly broadcasts with competition among children selected from the schools in their own cities in cooperation with school officials and teachers. Each program has its local sponsor, its local chief quizzer, and the NBC stations over which these programs already are being broadcast tell us that their communities and school systems are wholeheartedly in support of this idea and fully appreciate the splendid contribution these local Quiz Kids programs make to education. And, well, at this point, our sponsor, the Miles Laboratories, and all of us connected with the National Quiz Kids program feel just like proud parents. For further details regarding sponsorship of the local Quiz Kids program in your community, contact your NBC station. And now, children, on with our schoolwork. Mrs. Ossie Berry of Ashland, Kentucky, points out that President Truman's inauguration is the first to be reported by television. Now, I wonder if you can identify the presidents whose inaugurations were the first to be reported by other means. Whose inauguration might this have represented?
I hope you folks listening are getting as much of a thrill from hearing this first broadcast of a presidential inauguration as we are in reporting it. And now, here comes the president who was elected by the greatest majority of any in history. His address probably will be brief. He's known for his silence. He's stepping out now.
Paul?
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge, that's right. Inaugurated in 1925. Which president's inauguration does this describe?
Message is coming through now. Here it is. And it's the first inauguration to be announced by telegraph. I hope we get a report on any further statements the president might have made concerning Texas and Oregon.
Paul?
Would that be Abraham Lincoln?
No, I'm sorry. Ross?
James K. Polk?
James K. Polk is right. Back in 1845. Now, this question is from Mrs. Margaret Simpson of Atlanta, Georgia, and we can just let this be between us fellas and just, you know, sort of discuss this among ourselves. Valentine's Day is only a few weeks away. I'd like to know if you think it is better to send a comic Valentine to your best girl, or would you prefer to pick out a pretty one? What would you fellas say, Paul?
Well, a comic Valentine is usually cheaper, and so if your girl's a good sport, you might as well send that and save yourself a little money.
How wonderful. That's fine. And Clifford?
Well, I think that depends on what kind of a girl she is. If she's sort of like a comic, if you can...
Like a comet?
Well, comic. You know, if she likes practical jokes and everything,
oh,
that's
I
right.
See.
But
I see.
If she's a girl that likes a lot of attention, I believe the other kind would be best.
Uh-huh. Well, possibly you have something there, Clifford. And, Alan, what do you think about it?
About the same as Clifford.
Well, let me ask you this then, Alan. Do you think that it's all right to sign your name on the Valentine? Or just put an anonymous name on there? What do you think about that?
Don't put your name on it.
You think it's all right to put your name on the Valentine, huh?
No.
Oh, don't. Just sort of worry her, make her guess, huh? I see. George?
A comic Valentine, I think they'd be more appreciated at this age than a sentimental one, unless it was really one of those elaborate things that you buy for a dollar and something like that at some of the stores.
Yeah, well, that's logical. And, Ross, how about you?
I think you should send her the elaborate one.
The what?
The elaborate one.
The elaborate one. Why? Why do you think so?
Well, she might get mad if you didn't.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. All right. Well, I guess you fellas know how to take care of that situation, all right. Now, here's rather a tricky geography question from Arthur Shevchenko of Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Can you give the general location of these rivers and tell what other major river each joins? Where is the Euphrates River? And what other river does it join? Ross?
Well, it's in Arabia, around there in Mesopotamia, they used to call it, and it joins the Tigris River.
You said Arabia, didn't you?
Well, it's around Iraq, I believe.
Iraq, that's right. And it joins the, what river did you say?
Tigris.
The Tigris, uh-huh. And where is the North Platte River, and into what major river does it flow? George?
Well, there's a North Platte River is in North Dakota. It's in one of the Dakotas. I believe it goes into the Missouri, which eventually will go into the Mississippi.
Well, now, I think we're just a little off the river's course there to some extent. Let's see what Ross has to say. He has his hand up. Ross?
I believe that runs into the Snake River in Oregon.
Well, no. I'll tell you, I better straighten you out on this. The North Platte River is in Wyoming and Nebraska, and flows into the Missouri River, as you said, George, just right below the city of Omaha. Yeah, because I have a cute little map here showing me how everything's going along, see? Mm-hmm. All right, and for the third part, what main river does the Wabash join? Ross?
The Ohio River, and the Ohio River runs into the Mississippi.
That's right. Good boy. Yes, sirree. Well, we missed the second part on that. That means Arthur Shevchenko of Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, wins one of the big Zenith radio phonograph combinations from the makers of Alka-Seltzer because, as I said, we had a miss there. Now, try this question from Mrs. J.L. Cloyd of Washington, D.C. If you were taking the following tests to determine your ability in various lines, what kind of a test would you be taking in each case? First, if you saw this sentence, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. George?
Well, that would be in secretarial work, I believe.
Well?
And learning how to type.
Type, that's right, a typing test. Suppose for this test you were told to use the scissors for 10 yards, then you had to crawl for 10 feet, and finally were told to demonstrate a jackknife George?
That would be diving. I mean swimming.
Swimming and diving, that's right. Now, what kind of a test would you take if you were told to toss, beat, roll, and drop? Paul?
Canoeing, paddling.
Well, I don't know about
rowing
that.
Rowing a boat?
No. George?
I believe that would be tumbling or some athletical thing.
Well, that would be... That's a better answer than rowing a boat. Uh-huh. I was thinking of wrestling, possibly, or cooking test, you know, making cookies. Well, I think you quiz kids are going to have some fun with this next question from Alka-Seltzer's question box, but before we get into it, here's Bob Murphy.
Well, thanks, Joe, and I'd like to tell our listeners that they'll discover a new meaning for the word fast, F-A-S-T, when they try Alka-Seltzer for relief from headache pain. Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer's fast action is really amazing. And here's the secret of this amazing speed. A glass of Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers, sodium acetyl salicylate. And because this most effective pain reliever is in solution before you drink it, it gives you the speedy relief you want from headache pain. Just try Alka-Seltzer and see for yourself. Yes, that's all we ask you to do. Try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. Remember, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore, and instead of one, buy two. That's the wisest thing to do.
For this question from Mrs. D. Sheridan of Denver, Colorado, you kids are to suppose you've had a very bad day at school all the way around. I will describe the situation you are in, and our organist, Howard Peterson, will play a song which tells what you might say in the situation. And we'll see if you can identify the song. First, it's lunchtime, and you spill your milk all over your friend's best brown suit. And here's what you might say. Clifford?
Beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon. Uh-huh. That's right. And would any of you kids like to sing a little of that for us? How about it? George?
If I lose my head, beg your pardon. For faith.
Go ahead, keep
beg your pardon.
That's it. Oh, that's all. All right, thank you, George. Well, getting back to the question, you no sooner get over that accident when your teacher calls you up because you have made a low grade on an arithmetic test. She asks you how long you studied for your exam, and you might have answered this. Ross?
All through the night.
All through the night is right. And can any of you kids sing part of that for us? Alan?
Sleep, my child, in peace, attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels, God will send thee all through the night.
Well, that's fine, Alan. That was just dandy, Alan. Thank you very much. Now, kids, here's a Bible identification question from Ralph Brown of Dallas, Texas. Who in the Bible said these words? Judge not that ye be not judged. Who in the Bible said those words? Ross?
Jesus?
That's right. Jesus said those words. I'm wondering if any of you boys have a favorite Bible verse. Do any of you have a favorite Bible verse? Paul?
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Uh-huh. And Ross?
John 3:16.
Well, would you like to let us have some of it?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
All right. And Georgie?
23rd Psalm.
Well, just let us have a little of that, will you?
Wait. I had it a few minutes ago.
Well... All right, you think about it, Clifford.
Well, the 23rd Psalm goes, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul.
All right, Clifford. Well, fine. Now, I think we better get on to this next question here. This question is mainly for fun, Quiz Kids, and it comes from Jean Hansen of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Since we have an all-boy board today, she thinks it would be interesting to see if you boys can think of some expressions that mention a term used in sewing, darning, or knitting. For example, you might say, he seems to be a nice teacher. You get the idea? Now, what others can you think of? Clifford?
Open the door.
Open the door. Oh, my goodness. How do you like that? Isn't that it? I get the point. Yes, sir. Paul?
She's the pearl of my oyster, and that's pearl one, knit one, pearl one. Like
that's
that.
Right. Yes, I know it very well. And, George?
Well, there's a common radio thing, cut, and that would be cut with the scissors.
Yes, uh-huh. And let's see, Clifford?
Darn that darning needle.
Darn that darning
needle. Or, get out the pinking shears, or... That's quite a pinging situation.
Yes. Paul?
He kept right on needling me.
Yeah, very good. Can we think of any others? And, of course, I'm on needles and pins, like you kids have been during the broadcast. I don't blame you, of course. Clifford?
I'm going to spool.
I'm going to spool?
Yeah. That's where I learned some things. I learned my lessons in spool.
In spool. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, all right, we'll accept that one, huh? And can we think of any others? Paul?
Boy, what a yarn.
Boy, what a yarn. Very, very good, kid. Uh-oh, there's the bell. And, of course, that old school bell means class is over. We'll talk about scores in just a minute, but first, here's a reminder.
There are 56 more days until spring. 56 more days of winter's woes and cold and snows. And say, friends, are you taking extra vitamins every day this winter? Well, how can you be sure you're getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat? Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of a daily supply of essential vitamins can lead to a vitamin deficiency and keep you from feeling your best and so looking your best. So don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. 60 capsules, 2 months supply, only $2. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules.
And now then, children, about grades. We're not scoring you in our usual way this afternoon because this has been a special program. And you all did such a fine job. We're every one of us so proud of you. And the makers of Alka-Seltzer will present each of you with a $100 security bond to help you with your future education. We were indeed happy to have you with us here in our Chicago Quiz Kids classroom today. And we want to wish you, your local sponsor and NBC station, the best of luck on your local Quiz Kids program. We'll be having other Quiz Kids winners from other local Quiz Kids programs appearing on our nationwide broadcast from time to time in the future. And you Quiz Kids today have certainly given the Quiz Kids to come a goal to work for. Now, in class next Sunday, we'll have our winners of 2 weeks ago, Ruthie Duskin, Patrick Conlon, and Joel Kupperman, competing with Michael McLean, age 12, and Brenda Liebling, age 4. And here's some good news, folks. Between now and next Sunday, all you folks who live in the Chicago area will be able to see as well as hear the Quiz Kids. That's right. In addition to our regular Sunday afternoon broadcast, we're doing our first television show next Tuesday evening over station WNBQ. That's on Channel 5. And we hope to find you seated in your favorite armchair when we bring our schoolroom into your living room. And next Sunday, when we call roll call here in our regular classroom of the air, we hope to mark all you listeners present. And now, this is Joe Kelly dismissing today's Quiz Kids. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Listen to the Quiz Kids every week and listen to Alka-Seltzer's News of the World every Monday through Friday on most of these NBC stations. This is Bob Murphy speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.